Om Ajnatamilandasya Janajana Salakaya Chaksu Samilitan Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Hipakadamayam Dadati Sapandantikam Panchakalpatubhyascha Pripasindum Vaivasya Patitilam Pabhinevyo Vaishnavevyo Thank you for all your words and your hopes and your sincere expressions of your experience here. We who tried our best as the management team and the presenters to see your happiness is and your fresh hopes and enthusiasm is our food. That is our happiness, our nourishment. As far as the particular topic we're supposed to speak of now, it's quite a very difficult topic. Our Satchinandana Maharaj, many years ago at the Govardhan retreat, introduced the topic by saying, we are about to begin Govardhan Retreat Part 2, which means the end of the formal activities where we're all together in a very concentrated way and doing nothing but hearing and chanting for 6 or 7 days. And Part 2 is when we leave this very concentrated association of hearing and chanting, and either we go back to Vrindavan for some time or to Mayapur, but usually after a few days or a few weeks we end up in a place that is pulls us with the unremitting force of gravity, the unstoppable force of gravity, practically speaking, to material consciousness, because there's such a difference between the supportive atmosphere in Braja, in the holy dhams, and the very unsupportive materialistic atmosphere in most of the places in which most of us live. One is a heavy weight, a weight on the consciousness. The areas, the world is filled of advertising and internet and television and unlimited mobile phones, and the passion and ignorance is so dense. There is a tendency for us to lose everything that we thought we gained here, and that could be very discouraging. But it doesn't have to be, in the sense that we have done something really wonderful here. And watching you all during the retreats and hearing your words now makes it clear that something wonderful that's forever yours and is eternal, it is truly yours, has been implanted in your heart by the mercy of the Dham and the devotees, and by your own sincere endeavors. One time, one devotee was speaking to one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, and the devotee said, when I first started chanting, everything seemed so new and fresh and easy, and everything was innocent and clear. But now, after chanting for many years, everything seems complicated and difficult. So Srila Prabhupada's godbrother replied, you think that you are unfortunate that you don't have that now, that initial experience. But I think that you are so fortunate to have tasted that. So really, although it can it can appear externally discouraging when we go out with our fresh, innocent enthusiasm, and even you get on the bus and you go to Vrindavan even, and then you have to do a little shopping in Loy Bazaar, and you immediately start feeling, and you have to dodge the traffic in front of Krishna Balaram Mandir, and there's so many people, and there's restaurants, and this, and this, and this, and that, and then you get on the road to Delhi, and then you get to the airport, and you feel like you've lost 90% of everything you've gained, and this is only the Delhi airport, before they put a movie screen right in front of your eyes with 1,000 different channels, you know, when you're sitting right on the airplane, something like that. And that's, you haven't even gotten off the plane yet. And then when you enter Australia, you have to show them your beads. You have to declare your beads to the customs people to make sure they're not some dangerous item, your japa beads or something like that. We really will enter a foreign atmosphere, and here everything is so natural. You walk down the street, Radhe Radhe, Jai Sri Krishna, Hare Krishna. Everyone smiles, they see you, they say Hare Krishna. But there, it's something very different. So on one level, it's very difficult to carry the whole experience with you. But we are so fortunate to have had that experience. And we can always, and it's true, I remember Prashanta Mataji saying it yesterday. You've been in Terkadamba. You've been in Velaskar. She specifically mentioned Terkadamba. You had an experience of the dust, of the mercy, of the sweetness, of the trees, of Rupa Goswami, of the names, of the pond. That is yours eternally. And when you sit down to chant your japa, you can access that very sweet and safe holy place. It is yours. It is yours. Please access it. Have that type of consciousness that you can revisit these wonderful, very fortunate experiences that we've had. We can revisit that by the mercy of the holy names. Plus, Sachinanda Maharaj and myself and Jagtwini Mataji, we have tried to be practical also in our suggestions of practical ways that you can chant Hare Krishna, because everything is there in Krishna's holy names. If we say the name of Krishna in a proper mood, Krishna is there. Abhina tvam namanamano. But if Krishna is there, and Krishna is never alone, who is there with him? He's there with all his associates, and the spiritual world is there, and padam ekam na gacchati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, so Vrindavan is there too, in Krishna's holy names. So take Krishna's holy names with you. Take your inspiration, hold on to it dearly. This is really our life. And chant Hare Krishna, associate with the devotees. Remember Sri Vrindavan Dham. Please read Srila Prabhupada's books, which are meant to bring us there. Worship the deities, your favorite deities and all deities with great faith. And chant Krishna's names and associate with devotees. I think I covered the 5 items of Panchanga Bhakti. And there we can access the holy land of Vrindavan in these very potent items that Srila Rupa Goswami has said, that these items of chanting Krishna's holy names, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with devotees, worshipping the deity, and living in a holy place, these are so potent and powerful that even if our faith is very small, they will grant us great advancement. We can make great progress just by accessing and associating with these five very potent items of devotional service. And please let us remember Mahaprabhu's words that he ascribed to his own spiritual master, Kalo Nasteva Harinama 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 Eva Kebalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatiyaniyata. That in Kali Yuga there is no other way, mentioned three times, no other way, no other way, except the chanting of Krishna's holy names. And Srila Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha has mentioned that all the other processes of devotional service should be accompanied by the chanting of Krishna's holy names. Thank you very much. It has been a pleasure to have your association, and we hope to see you again soon. Hare Krishna.
So, for me, leaving Varshana is always a little difficult because, as you're all about to find out, that progression that my husband was speaking about, it takes its toll. We go from here to Krishna Balaram Mandir, on and on into the aeroplane, and when we get home, we feel almost like, who am I going to tell what just happened to me, too? Because no one else around me has any idea of what that experience was. So, of course, for me also, and I'm sure for all of us, the first thing to be done when we leave here is to return to the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, either in his samadhi or in his service or on our journey back to wherever we have come from. This morning I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada's in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It's the first verse, and Srila Prabhupada lectured on this one verse more than 20 times throughout the world. He lectured at least in 15 different countries or places. He lectured on this one same verse. He lectured in Fiji, Mumbai, Sydney, Melbourne, Vrindavan, Delhi, Hyderabad, Ahmedabad, London, Calcutta, Gainesville, Hong Kong, Durban, Paris, and Nairobi on this same verse. So clearly this was a very important verse for him to share with the world. And of course, those who are Bhagavad Gita students know that the first line of that verse is Maya Shakti Mana Partam. A Shakti, this word a Shakti that we've been hearing about, or attachment, is right there in the first line of that verse. And Arjuna is being told by Krishna how, by hearing from him, he can develop this attachment, the attachment that we're getting to experience very firsthand here in Varshana, we have to continue to work upon when we're not in this favorable natural environment for such an attachment to develop. And Srila Prabhupada explains that the first thing that you need to understand is the greatness of God. He talks about comparing the greatness of God to like the sky. It has no tangibility. So similarly, the greatness of God is just the very beginning to understand that God is great and how great he is. And then he goes on to explain that the development, just like using the example of the sky, the development from the sky to the air, which we can all feel, there's some sensual experience, comes about when we develop the mood of service. And he continued to describe in a very simple way this evolution of service from God's greatness, which is the beginning of attachment, right up to the perfectional, the highest perfectional stage of this attachment. So Srila Prabhupada said, this is what Krishna consciousness is, to develop your attachment for Krishna. This is what Krishna consciousness is all about. So for me, when I'm in the West, I remember, I try to remember what I experienced. Sometimes I feel in an alien environment. Sometimes I get lost and mixed up with that alien environment in one way or another. But in all cases, I take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's words, because Srila Prabhupada is carrying that in realization, whereas for ourselves, we're aspirants of that. So I take deep shelter of Srila Prabhupada and his speech, his words, because he will tell me how I can develop this ashakti, or this attachment for Krishna. And so that next year, when I come, if I come next year, or the year after, or the next time I'm so fortunate as to be here, I will see that it has evolved. I'm evolving. I'm growing. I'm becoming a developed, mature devotee by the mercy of Varshana Dham and by the deep mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gobaktavrinda Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Panamami Hari Priye. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Vansha Kalpataru Vaisha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. This is our last chance to be together during the Japa retreat. And I sincerely desire to speak a few words of encouragement and a few words of guidance also. Now let me just see, Savaboma, my voice has become a little spent. Could you turn up the volume a little so that I reach everyone without... Thank you. I would like to tell you a little bit what will happen when you go to back to your normal situations of life. I mean, the time at home, or maybe starting with Krishna Balaram Mandir. I would like to tell it to you in a dramatic way. Have you ever been in a situation where you expect someone at your door and you really don't want him to come? but due to social reasons, you couldn't avoid the meeting, and the meeting is about to take place. And you know, he's at the door now. So when you return to your normal life, you will hear someone knocking at your door, the door of your life. And you would say, oh no, I know what that is. I sincerely hope he wouldn't find me. Why did he find me? What did I do? You will be surprised. Your visitor is your old life, your old thought patterns. It can be that you might have thought, well, I went to this retreat with the hope to just start my new life, and why is this same situation which I have not done very well with again before my life? Why has it entered again? You might feel even a little protest at the beginning, but then as you slowly become dumb and numb, you again live the same life, which you really know deep inside of you is only the half life, which is not the full life which you aspire to really live. So I would recommend you to this time do something wise. When you hear your old life coming in, greet it, welcome it, open the door wide. Don't wait until it forces itself into your life. Just say welcome, and deal with it in a different way. Don't we all know this? These meetings with people where we have so often been angry, agitated, lost at the end. Don't we know that sometimes we say, okay, next time I'm going to make it better. And the meeting starts, and again the same trigger points come. Your visitor smells very bad. You want to give him a recommendation for a good bar of soap, you know, before even the meeting starts. He says things which agitate you, which come maybe from a point of a mindless authoritarian spirit or control spirit, without any sensitivity or any situation. This time, greet it. And then respond from a place which you hopefully have either seen in the retreat or which you have Ahnung, how do you say it in proper English? Which you have a subtle sense that this is how you would like your life to be. In other words, greet your old life. Don't be afraid of the Delhi airport, or Australia, or Germany, or America, of all places. Be inquisitive, be curious, be adventurous, and this time meet the old life with a smile, with what you have learned, with what you wish to do, and you will see. By doing this necessary step, you will all of a sudden advance. Don't worry, you could hide theoretically in Vrindavan. Your old life would find you. You could even dive under the Yamuna and have a straw in your mouth and breathe through the straw. The straw. Even there, your old life would find you in terms of your thoughts. Remember that yogi, Sobari Rishi, who went to escape material life by meditating on the ground of the Yamuna? Do you remember him? He was on the ground of the Yamuna and he saw two fishes approaching each other with romantic intent, you know. And immediately his whole life was there. He thought of, he had sexual fantasies, to speak in German language, translated into, I mean, to speak in the naked truth. So your whole life will find you, even if you make the most sophisticated hiding arrangements. You can't escape it. And that's good so, because you need to purify, and what you need to purify is your life. What else? Your life and your mind and your heart and so on. Huh? So please, while you are still on the way to your old life, think, how will you deal maturely with it? I have, for instance, after these retreats, decided something which I can really do. Here in India, I'm very. It's very nice for me to chant the holy name, but then when I come back to Berlin or the preaching places where I usually am, I must admit to you that my mind is very full with the tasks which lie ahead of me, just in the immediate preaching thing, and I have suffered very much from distracted rounds, and I have felt guilty even, and have what have I learned? I thought always I could escape all of this, the old life, but it was not possible. So since maybe 2 years, I have decided, let me meet my life, my old life. Let me welcome it. Let me not try to resist it. And let me then deal with it. And for instance, in regards to chanting, I found a very, very nice way which I do. It's before my day starts, I make sure I've chanted all my 16 rounds, sitting at the same place, looking at the same deities, and so on. And marvelous changes have taken place in terms of my chanting. So, there's a statement, what you resist, that is what persists. Mother Teresa used to say, don't invite me for anti-war demonstrations, you know, going anti-something, because in this way the violence will persist. Invite me for peace conferences. So don't go anti your old life. Just, you know, make something spiritual. Bhujang Prabhu calls it in his new book, Japa, bringing the positive into the life. Huh? Bring something positive in your old life, some spiritual convictions, maybe spiritual practices, and so on. And you will say how that old life changes and becomes your new life, a friend, an inspiration, a source of great joy, eventually a place where you remember Vrindavan always. I would like to now talk with you about something very profound. I will make it short, please don't worry. I will talk about cycles. Not bicycles where you go and drive on two wheels, cycles. In terms of circles of life. These circles happen, for instance, your childhood is a circle, maybe a relationship in which you are, in which you choose to complete is a circle, maybe a time of service which you complete is a circle. Falling in love, for some of us young people here, is something, a circle. It happens very gradually and very surely, and it is, you could best describe it as a space in time where something happens which is significant for you. Grieving for a dear person who has left is a circle. Now the science about the circle is, if first of all, you need to recognize your circle, your cycle in which you are at the moment. And then, when you have recognized it, you need to do two things. You need, I know it's a little theoretical, it will become crystal clear in a second, don't worry. You will find the center from which you can live in the cycle very happily, and you need to complete the cycle when it is finished. Let me now make it very clear in terms of the retreat. The retreat in which you lived was a bubble in your life, something which took you out of your normal life into a space where you normally are not, and Vasana is for most, is for all of us really, a wonderful, wonderful place, and so on. This cycle started when you made a determination to come to the Japa retreat, and it ends when you make a decision to complete the cycle. That is, you at the end of this little ceremony, this little thing, this little how do you call it, conference, huh? We all should complete it. We pack our things, we eat prasadam, and we say goodbye to Vasana, goodbye to the Japa retreat, and we should thank Radha and Krishna and depart in gratitude. While you are in a certain cycle, you need to understand what is the center. In other words, what is my duty now? For instance, the Japa retreat. When you go into the Japa retreat, you need to recognize it's a cycle, it's a reality, it's a space in my life, and you need to know, okay, what are we doing here? And I must tell you, only if you find the center of the cycle will the cycle be complete and round and good. I had a Japa retreat where the temple president of the temple, so and so, you know, my words are always, not only my words, our words are going all around the world, and I don't want to embarrass that poor temple president more than I have done it already in a private conversation with him. That I told the temple president, okay, you are here on a Japa retreat, and very specifically, you have a very stern teacher who wants to bring you to a place. Now, please decide before you start the retreat if you want to participate fully. I can tell you it's more advantageous if you participate fully, because then your experience is the deepest. But because you are a respected temple president, an authority within ISKCON, I won't push you, but I will only ask you, decide now the extent to which you want to participate. Find your center so that you are clear how to drive your retreat. So the temple president said, I want to participate fully, Maharaj, and I thank you for mentioning this to me, because you must have seen that I'm a little scatterbrained in everything I do. I said, that's up to you to give an assessment about your abilities to concentrate, but I just wish that you make an experience, and the experience you will make if you find your center in this cycle. So he said full participation, but I always saw him on the email. When I talked, I can see if someone takes notes on what I say or if someone writes his emails. You know, it's very easy by the expression on his face you can see. And I could see he wrote emails during the discovery lectures and so on. And I said to him, Prabhuji, you said you wanted full participation, but you wrote emails. Why? How do you know this? Prabhu, it's very simple for an average intelligent person to know by looking into a person's face what he does. So once again, please decide the extent of your participation. That will be your center from which you work in this cycle. And he is eternally grateful to me. He decided he wants to, he can participate half, but he at least gave half of his energy to it. And that brought him a good result or some result. So whenever you are in a situation in your life, Premamayi, oh Premamayi, wake up. Whenever you are in a situation of life, you must understand what is the point here. What does this mean for me? How can I live this cycle? And then take it to that degree on, and then you will make a discovery. It's very important. Cycles require a center. So you need to know the center is your dharma, your duty, your pulse, your participation. It can mean many things. Your purpose is maybe the most complete word. And each cycle, not only do we need to understand, okay, do I have to take care here? It needs also a completion. Completion means to bring it to a good end. Huh? That's very important. Otherwise, it's left unfinished and it's not the fully satisfying experience. So I would now like to make with you a simple meditation. I know I'm risking that I lose the sleepers amongst us. Where is Stefan, the leader of all of us? You did your yoga today? Not, but how are you? Is it...
Hanging in there.
So Amarananda, you might have to sometimes lovingly push him into his... liver. That is what brings everyone awake. So, I would request you to first of all turn towards the Sri Mandir. What we will do is we will complete the Japa retreat by a very interesting exercise. During this exercise, I request you not to write. Because it is an exercise which will not go on in the mind, but somewhere else. Okay, if you're ready, kindly sit properly, sit tall, in a sitting position which will give you a maximum of attention. For a moment, let go of all the thoughts and plans which you have, like packing your luggage and all these things. And just be aware of your surrounding. Hear the Indian sounds around you. Then go into the distance, into the Sri Mandir. It is the temple of Radharani. Look at the temple as it stands on the mountain of Vashana. And know it is a place of the Vrindavanishwari, the mistress of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani. She's in there, in her palace. Now we try to connect with your breathing. Inhale deep into your lungs and exhale deeply. Just relax without doing what Stefan likes to do, not likes to do, does always. It's time now for deep reflection. I will request you to reflect on a few incidents and cycles in your spiritual life. The first is, go back in time and remember what incident you can remember now which awakened you to your spiritual life. Was it a meeting with devotees? Was it an experience while walking through nature and becoming all of a sudden aware of a higher pattern, an ordering force? What incident do you remember right now which awakened you to your spiritual life? Any incident is good enough. Maybe when you joined, when you went into a temple. Now remember clearly the feelings you had at that time. Was it hope? Was it excitement? Remember the feelings which you had. Please now remember the connection which you felt at that time with the Lord. Did you become maybe surprised? Oh, there is a Lord? Or did you feel, well, in my childhood I so much prayed, maybe this is the answer to the prayers? Your connection, maybe during a deity darshan. Okay, I haven't. Now, remember the visions which you had of your possibilities. That is, what did you think would your life become like if you would pursue this spiritual path, something which you did? Was it like Purijan Prabhu said, like you thought in 10 years I'm a pure devotee? Was it that you thought I will be a happier person maybe? What were your visions of your possibilities which were connected with the incident which awoke you? Thank you. Now let us go forward. While we still keep looking at the Sriji Mandir, bring your mind to the years that followed. What were important and positive spiritual stations? Maybe your meetings with your early spiritual teachers. Maybe the different holy places that you visited. Maybe turning point experiences while you did your service. What comes to your mind when you go through the years which brought you to the present? Please enjoy this meditation or this reflection. It's more a reflection, seeing it as a story, as a journey, your own story and your own journey. Still look for important, maybe unexpected lessons. Oh yeah, now we will go to the difficult moments. Unexpected lessons, trials, severe disappointments, challenges like illnesses or situations which were just so totally frustrating. Enjoy it, seeing your life story. Don't feel sad about it. It was most probably necessary. Finally, bring your journey to this moment. Look to Sriji Mandir. You are now here. what is it, 1975? No, we already 2009. And look from this moment in time into the life which lies ahead of you. You know what you will do the day after you have eaten, and you know some, at least something, about the places where you will go to. But this time I request you, look for the possibilities which are waiting out there for you. The next stages of your life, look at incomplete areas where you are not satisfied, but look with the eye what possibilities you have. Is there something you could do regarding your japa maybe? Is there maybe a deeper dimension of your spiritual practice? And because we are Westerners and we think all the time of relationships, is there something which you could do in certain relationships which will make it easier for you and for the other person? Now, after looking a little bit about in the life which lies ahead of you, take the role of your own spiritual advisor. Yes, now you are your own guru. And give yourself good instructions. What will I take home from my retreat? Should I maybe take more time for my spiritual life? Should I become more involved in spiritual community? Or seek more solitude? Or should I balance something? Should I look for more service? Or is it time to devote myself more to my family? Do I maybe need to turn to my guru to discuss with him my life and get further instructions? Or should I maybe sit down and sincerely go through what I have received and just eat the potatoes I have already on my plate before I look for new? Please, while you are here, think of what you could take home from the retreat. And with this, I request you to turn now to your notebooks. Remain in the space in which you are, in the reflected space, and do what Buridhan Prabhu told us. Keep writing with your pen on this question: what are my possibilities? My possibilities for deep Krishna consciousness, which I can make use of. I will request you to write for 5 minutes, not longer, so you have to really see that you come out of the reflective space now, and you go into writing. Your opportunities, something you could do. I sincerely recommend that you keep this piece of paper which you have now completed, which you have written, and look at it from time to time as a reminder. It could be that some of the points which you have written down are important guides for you. Guides when your old life returns and when you want to live it better and make it into a more fulfilling new life. It could be, and what I found, I really want to underline one and work on that immediately. It will be very important. Good. Thank you very, very, very much. What remains for me to be said is just a few announcements or statements. First of all, I'm really unlimitedly grateful. When I came from the Jagannath Puri retreat and was in the plane, I was just thinking how kind Krishna is to me. I'm so grateful that I have the opportunity to address sincere devotees. And I was really fevering and anticipating in almost a feverish way all of you, because I knew some of you would come. I knew some of the names. And then I also like surprises very much, and with some of you, like Gora Shakti, was obviously the surprise. We didn't know that he would come. So it is a wonderful opportunity to serve devotees like you. And please kindly forgive if sometimes this German nature comes out, you know, that a little bit pushy and so on. I really try to engage it in something good, to move people from one thought to another realization, but sometimes it's a little bit bitter. Please kindly shower your mercy. Tell others about the retreats. From what we hear, Vujampa Bunjagatarini and myself, they really work on devotees' life. There really is something real in their lives. So tell others, bring other friends to the upcoming retreats. We also want to build a retreat center for all of you. But at the moment it's not really flowing, but it will flow if all of you, you know, take part in this retreat culture, and it becomes more and more a need, need is not the word, more and more something where devotees feel, wow, let me do this, let me go for 1 week into the and get a spiritual boost that will take care of my whole life, the whole year to follow. I'm now so attached to all of you that I just have to say it. I want to invite you for our Kirtan retreat in one of the most scenic places in Europe. It's the Croatian islands. It's not a holy place like Vrindavan. It can't compare in terms of holiness. But it is very, very beautifully situated. And we want to start a new type of retreat there called the Kirtan retreat, where we learn about the different moods and skills and also deep philosophical points and nice poems, kirtan. There are many different lila kirtans and so on. It's a whole culture which we feel we should be more aware of, a culture which is a culture of divine experience, really, or experience of the divine. So we do have this kirtan retreat, and the easiest for us to invite you is if we get your email address, and we have put a list up there in the temple room. It's called Short Lessons for Eternity. Those who are subscribers to this list get these prayers and these little concise skills. I'm very, very eager that I will write really brief, you know, that it's like shup, you read it in 2 minutes or and so on. It's not long things because emails are just the new source of premature death, you know. It's just too much to handle. It will be brief and only and very useful. Or you can visit us at the webpage Yoga is Music, which has pictures of our last concert tour, Kirtan tour. There it will also be posted. But better, because you are devotees. We don't need to preach to you like we preach to the yoga scene. Better is short lessons for eternity for you. If you want to want to get it and be informed, down in the temple room you will find the email list, and I've seen it's already pretty full, but I'm just reminding you. It will be at which time? We know the dates already. 28th of May to 6th of June. 28th of May to 6th of June. You can somehow, you know, grab onto a balloon, and when the air moves in the European direction, you just float over and join us. I'm really saying it. It's not because we look for there will be good participation, but we have such a good space. We can really have unlimitedly large participation, and I'm saying it because I'm very attached to the association of the devotees here, and I like to go with journeys on journeys of life with people, same people. It's nice. It builds some momentum. Good. I can also only say one last word. Radhe, Radhe. That's how we say things here.
Sum up your experience in one word.
It says Radhe. You know, everything is in that. So we will give the microphone over to Burijan Prabhu, who will read to us a few short inspirations. I can't believe it, Burijan Prabhu. If we don't lose it now, we will be on time. Hare Krishna.
One thing that everyone will take with them from here is some mercy from above, from Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Two quotations. First one from Srila Prabhupada. Krishna is there. This is at the installation of Radha Gokula Nanda in London, August 21st, 1973. So quite a few years ago. Krishna is there in the topmost Golok Dham. But still, Goloka Dhamni Nivasati. Although he is living there, Prabhupada is saying this from London, Akhilatma Bhuto, he is everywhere. He is everywhere. That is Krishna. Just like we are sitting in this hall, we are not in our apartment house. Just like we are sitting in this hall, we are not in our apartment house. Krishna is not like that. He's the Goloka Namni Nija Damni. He's in his own planet. He's engaged in his occupation. Somewhere, he's tending cows. Where is that? Nandagaon, Terkadamba, Govardhan. And somewhere he's dancing with the gopis. Here, there, everywhere in Braj. And also, he's within your heart. Ishwara Sava Bhutanam. Riddhishe Arjuna Tishtati. Not only is he within the heart, he's within the atom also. So Krishna is everywhere. And if you're a devotee, then you can catch him. This is the secret. Just like electricity is everywhere, in electrons. And one who can tackle the electrons, they can talk without any direct connection by electronic method. Thousands and thousands of miles away. just like a radio message, television message. So similarly, Krishna is also everywhere, just like the sound wave is going on. As soon as you produce a sound wave, one sound, immediately, within a second, the sound goes around the earth seven times. So if a material thing has got so much power, just think how much power God has. So He is everywhere. Simply, you have to catch Him. And He is ready to be caught. Yes, if someone wants to catch Him, suppose you're a devotee. If you want to catch Him, He comes forward 10 times your desire. He is so kind. Therefore, we simply have to receive Him. And one other one, which is even more short. This is by Sri Jagannatha Sen from Padyavali. O Lord Yadavendra, I am fallen. When I remember your name, Dinabandhu, the friend of the fallen, I become encouraged. And when I hear that you love your devotees, my heart trembles. So all glories to that deciding factor, Krishna's merciful disposition to his devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.